Prime Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
And cue music!
Let the words fall out.
I love this song. I feel like this song is very appropriate for this episode.
I think so too.
I'll second that. And for us personally.
Yes.
Shout out to my friend Adam. You'll understand why. Hello everyone. Thank you for joining us. This is episode 12, guys. I'm not sure which camera I'm on. If I'm on there, hi. I'm here. Hi. Episode 12, guys. Oh, well, I won't be there. I'll be like, hi.
There you go.
Hello. Hi. Who are you?
Hey, this is random, but is there a link to our live show? Because
yeah,
people are tweeting me and asking
I just retweeted it.
You tweeted it? Okay,
yeah.
So...
And yes, that answers my question as to who you are. We'll skip her. Who are you?
I am Mark J. Freeman, at Lorraine Love, L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E, and hello to Bryce, who I... chatted with last night. He was very, very nice.
Oh, I
Bryce
bet
is
he
so
was.
Sweet.
Very nice.
I bet he was. And next to Mark J. Friedman.
Bryce, I want a divorce. Cameron Marston at Tamakava 777.
And we're going to bring it right back around.
A 1, 2, 3, Jackie B. Right back here, Alexa B.
And we're joined tonight by our lovely Alexis. Say hi, Alexis.
Hi, everybody.
We love Alexis.
Thanks for
she has a beautiful voice.
She does.
Thanks, guys.
So feel free to just say any. She's a beautiful woman.
Nice eyes, beautiful rack.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I grew them myself.
Fuck me. Chia Pet?
We're running RuPaul's Drag Race AfterBuzz dating service. Kenny was on Scruff right before going on air.
Oh, my.
Say what you want to say,
Jackie. Exactly.
Hey, you feel free to play that. I'm giving her permission to play it. Thank you. And I'm Kenny Harrison, by the way, if you haven't noticed.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Good evening.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
So, last night's episode, and the rest is drag. Mm-hmm. I feel... What? Oh, we got faces. Okay, let's hit it. What do you guys think?
I wasn't surprised.
The outcome. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, what do you guys think of the episode as a whole?
It was so boring.
Boring.
It was so boring. But Untucked was really fun.
I thought this was probably one of the best Untucks.
Yes. Ooh. It's one of the best.
So shall we go through the episode and then go through Untucked?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. Well, can I give my 2 cents?
Okay.
No.
You're jumping ahead of the game.
I'm trying to scruff it through.
And I'm going to say what I want to say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I was a little disappointed as a whole with this episode. Sorry, I took my Ambien. That's why I'm a little.
I always like seeing
that
Candace.
Episode was like an Ambien.
I love Candace.
I think the thing that I actually liked the most about this episode was the tail end of the last episode. When Katya wrote on the thing about if you can't find me in the alley or something by the dumpster.
Well, let's talk about that because the teaser, which I think we all know is the part before the credit, the title card. I know it's because of time, but I thought it escalated quite quickly.
Yeah.
It was just like, hey, I was like, where did that come from?
Yeah. I think it
was. And I know it set up for the entire episode the Kennedy and Ginger versus Pearl and Violet. I don't know.
It's a theme that's been running through all season that was made up by the producers that nobody cares about.
Yeah. I have to agree that I'm starting to lean towards the masses, meaning the general public, when they say this is kind of the worst season in Drag Race history.
You know what's interesting, though? I do want to give a shout out to we have somebody, the Logan MTV, who is a new viewer of Drag Race as of season 7. He watched Michelle Visage on Big Brother.
Big Brother London.
And then wanted to know what RuPaul's Drag Race is about because of that. And so now he watches our show, which I do want to say, we're not always this, like, down and stinky and out.
Well, and I can... And to harp on that, I feel like there are a lot of shows that I watch that not every... I don't like every episode.
Oh, true. Yeah.
And I'll sit, I'll watch it. Like, Game of Thrones. I will watch that, and I'm like, that was okay. And I feel like this...
Yeah.
It just happens to be a lot of episodes this season. Mm-hmm. And I think it also comes down to the contestants.
Well, did he say what he thought of this season? I'm curious to know if someone who hasn't seen all the other seasons...
That's a good point.
...and just saw this season, comment below. Let us know.
Yeah, I mean, from his comment, it seems like he was hooked. He commented on our most recent episode. So that means that, to me, he's been watching this whole season through. So... Right. Hooked enough to watch,
right?
To continue through.
Right. Well, I think if you're just joining the show, picking up in season 7, it's something new to you too.
Yeah.
Whereas we've been watching since season 2.
We're jaded.
Yeah.
We're jaded.
We know what we at this point know what to expect.
We know what we want too.
Yeah, we know what we want.
Yeah. And I one of the things I wrote down too was and I know this is later in the episode, but I'll just get it out now.
Right.
Is the jelly beans? I'm done with her offering them a jelly bean.
Well, she kind of mixed it up a little bit this year.
Well, they were orange. That was the only
thing. They spent the whole Untucked budget on that big bowl of Tic Tacs.
Yeah.
Love Tic Tacs. Yeah.
I just, like, it's, like, the joke was cute, like, the first time, but now I'm just like, ugh, okay, I get it.
What do you want her to change it to?
I don't care.
Like a jumping bean?
Don't have anything. You're not going to eat anyway.
I'll put a jalapeno and see how that works. I'd eat a jalapeno. So, this was the final challenge, was music video to Born Naked, and they had to learn choreography.
Mm-hmm.
They had to do acting. Mm-hmm. They had to sit down with Rue with her jelly beans. And runway, best drag. Now, this episode kind of was totally just disjointed, and meaning, let's start with the video first. The dancing part of the video, I didn't see them do any steps that
we
Candace...
saw them teaching.
Yeah. And so, when it got to that part of the music video, the actual challenge, I thought it was just kind of a free-for-all. Like, I didn't see any uniform choreography being done.
Yeah.
And even when they showed the dailies at the end on the runway, it was still nothing.
No.
I wonder if when the music video we're going to see...
We'll probably see some uniform choreography in the video.
Although I did think, from what we saw, Kennedy was the best dancer.
Hands down.
Yeah. But... She was. However, I think that behind the scenes for that part of the challenge, because it was just awful. It was actually uncomfortable to watch. At, you know, with Violet, her earring coming off, and Pearl, her hair. I'm just like, this is the final. Like, you should have your shit together. I mean, seriously?
Well, interesting. Old Lady Brigade, her wig coming on, and she tried to play it off. Why wouldn't you just ask to re-tack it back in? You're just as bad as Pearl and Violet. I'm sorry.
No.
It was just as bad.
She kept going, though.
I don't care.
My question is, when I was watching it, I was thinking, because they're obviously highlighting the fact that these queens are making these mistakes, right. And you're like, this is our top four, and they seem like they're falling apart, literally.
Well, that's what they want you to see, too.
Right, and then I'm like, what if in past seasons this happened during the music video challenges, and they just never showed it
to us? Sure it did. Sure it did.
You know, because you have to think, it's like, you're in drag, and yes, you should glue your wig down and all these things. Like, you should make sure everything's on. But, like, you're wearing some heavy-ass costume jewelry and wigs. It's like, if you're taping for as long as they do tape for Drag Race, something's bound to fall off.
I feel what lend itself to that, to us, to me thinking that I can't believe I'm watching this, is Candace's, when she's on the side, she's like, do these not know? Yeah. This is
glue your earring on.
Yeah, it's like, and I feel as though that lends itself to the fact that this happened throughout the whole, like, part of that challenge when she made those comments on the side. So I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Again, this is the producers constructing the show. So that was that.
Well, I will say this: as much as you glue and as much as you pin,
it comes off.
Stuff's gonna come off. Stuff's gonna move. It happens. So I don't think that it makes them any. I think that, again, I think we said it. I think we saw what they wanted us to see.
But interesting enough, I like the fact that Mark just said things happen.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you have Kennedy and Ginger on the side making commentary about how unprofessional it is.
Right.
Not a good look.
Exactly. Which sways my opinion about those two contestants, Violet.
Well,
What do you mean?
Not to bring in Untucked prematurely, but I was thinking about
that. Go ahead.
I was thinking about how Ginger said that she thinks that every queen should do pageant at least once before going to RuPaul's Drag Race or before, you know, becoming further along in their career. Do you guys agree with that? Do you think that if they had pageant experience, maybe they would magically be more together?
Not necessarily. On top of that, my question, since we're already talking about it, it's Violet's motive for being on the show. Since she's like, oh, I don't like when drag queens are competitive and I don't think that we should be competing. Which Ginger was like, then why are you here? And we've seen this before, and I think it was season 4 when Fifi was like, I don't need this show to validate who I... Then why are you on the show?
Exactly.
I didn't take Violet to mean that. I think that she was saying that just because you're in a competition doesn't mean you need to drag somebody else down. You don't need to step on somebody else's back. Just saying. You don't need to point out somebody else's flaws. If your game is up, you don't need to put nobody else down.
But
your skill speaks for itself. You don't got to shut nobody else down.
The flip side of that, if the question was asked, and yeah, we're jumping around, I think it was fair for Kennedy and Ginger to put them down. And if I'm going to answer the question one way and you're not going to answer it, you're going to do it. Don't get mad at me later.
Exactly.
You know, you answer your question the way you felt, and you know, and then it becomes like, oh well, I guess I should have threw you under the bus. Well, you didn't. So don't cry about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
I'm not falling for that.
Well,
because if that was the case, then why did Ginger apologize?
Well, I'll get to that.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Yeah, how about that?
Well, this is the age-old question that we've asked before, because we know that at some point during the competition, Rue's going to be like, "Why should you be here?" Versus
right,
exactly.
But she already did that.
And there's always the argument of how bad do you look if you throw other people under the bus versus if you just say I should be here because I'm XYZ. So that's always the...
But she also said specifically, why should you be here, not your competitors?
Yeah.
They answered it appropriately.
Wait, so why does that mean that you have to put somebody else down?
Well, I don't think it was putting... I think she was pointing out the obvious, especially with Pearl. She said, Pearl checked out. And Rue even brought that up when they had the dinner. It was like, you know... So, and this is... As far as Pearl getting upset, like, she got upset. Don't get upset. Like... It's a part of the game, and I see where Pearl's coming from. Just because it's a part of the game doesn't mean that you have to play it that way.
And I think Pearl's was a little more personal because, like she said, she had a little tender stuff going on with Ginger that we didn't see on camera. So I totally get that.
I got that too. But,
yeah.
How Pearl reacts?
If you answer your question one way, and you throw me under the bus, and I don't consider it throwing it, I think it's answering the question and being honest.
100%.
That's just the way I...
Ginger's not getting all the hate that she's getting right now because of how Pearl reacted. Ginger's getting the reaction she's getting because people don't like her.
Well,
it's not because of Pearl's reaction.
And I think Ginger, and I'm not agreeing with this, but she did backtrack. Whereas I appreciate Kennedy. Kennedy was like, "It's said and done." Hey, you know what?
I respect that.
I respect that too. Just like when people comment about how sleepy we look, hey, I'm okay with that. You know, that's your opinion.
That's your flazé dog, girl.
Exactly. You know, but I'm just saying.
That's your boozy charm,
I think
girl.
And this is why we played brave early in the show, because say what you want to say. Mm-hmm.
But back it up.
Yeah. So we're
going to go. Oh, by the way, they should have had that song as a lip sync challenge.
Lip sync challenge.
Yeah, I know.
Love that.
Yeah.
I know. There's a funny SNL sketch. Reviving that song, so look it up. It's funny. You'll thank me later. Yeah. I'm over this whole dinner with Rue altogether.
I agree.
I think it defeats the purpose of having a question and answer, like a pageant form thing.
I think the only reason in the past that the dinner with Rue has brought me anything, and this season too, is when you learn something more about the characters that you hadn't learned previously. Like,
which we do, we're now doing with 4 people left.
But like, does it sway
I would have rather heard all this stuff before.
Right. So does it sway your opinion of these 4 people now that you hear their story now?
It's not that I, like, for example, Kennedy. It's not that I think, oh, Kennedy now should be in the top three because I was really endeared to her story and because I felt she left on a high note. It was more that, you know, you get to this point and you're like, I wish I would have known that in the beginning and they would have explored this more. Mm-hmm. Or I wish they would have explored this topic more on the show because this is something that's I'm interested in, and they kind of ended it abruptly. It's the same thing with the Katya story. It's like, this is something I'm interested in and you just cut it off.
Right. Yeah. It makes you feel like you understand a little bit more of why they are the way they are.
Absolutely.
What makes them tick.
But absolutely. It's like,
unfortunately,
it's too late at this
Ginger
point.
Got the Roxy edit. Sorry.
Yeah.
Meaning how?
Left at the bus stop.
I love
just saying, I'm sorry.
It's horrible. You know, we all know the struggle is real. And I think that their stories... By the way, the one story that I really wanted more from was Pearl. And this was her answer, too.
You could tell she was purposefully not saying anything.
Yes. Like she,
which I actually kind of commended her for.
Well, but you know what? She danced around that. She danced around the what would you say to the 4-year-old?
Do you think
Pearl.
That it's going to... not going to make the difference to me, knowing that she had something that was very that difficult for her that she can't even talk about it versus knowing what that was.
No, but
I don't care.
No.
I just know that you
I
had.
I said this
you
before.
Know what I mean?
A couple of seasons ago, I said one of the queens wanted to commit suicide.
Oh yeah,
and I thought it wasn't fair. I thought it was
Pandora had a issue.
Yes, and I think it was
Pandora and someone else too.
I think people were like, "Well, what did she try to do?" I don't think it matters.
Yes,
doesn't matter.
I remember.
But
that.
I feel like in this
that.
For Pearl, I feel as though I kind of want to get a better understanding.
Yeah.
You know, if was it something? Because she never talked about her family. She never even on the stage when she was answering the question, "What would you say to your younger self?" She didn't answer. You know, she just basically said what has already happened and
I feel like they all kind of did that, though.
Yeah, but a lot of them, like Ginger and I think Kennedy, kind of made it full circle. You know, it does get better or something along those
for
lines.
Me,
Pearl,
it
was just kind of, you know.
It made me realize, though, that the LGBTQ community, they struggle with a lot of the same issues. So regardless of whether or not Pearl says exactly what made her feel that way, you have viewers who are going to say, it doesn't matter because I probably know what she's feeling anyway.
It's going to resonate.
You know? It's going to resonate to people no matter what the specific instance was. People can still say, you know what, just I can get an idea of what it is because like I know you're kind of like I know this community and I know how people have been treated in this community.
I get that, but I feel like I would understand her a little better if I knew I don't need details. I just need to know, you know, was it a parent, a sibling, you know, what was so psychologically, physically, you know, to the point where you just
there's a draw. You want to understand a little bit more. I do appreciate that she didn't because it's a competition. I think in competitions it starts to look desperate for me. I rather not know. I don't want to know too much detail because then it looks like the Ginger. I don't need all that extra. That's a lot. Save that for your interview after you win. For me, you have some hardship. That's fine. But all the extra details for me is just too much.
But
because I don't need the pity vote.
But I feel as though Rue coached Ginger and Kennedy, which I appreciate that, you know, one's dad came around, Kennedy's father came around right before he passed away, and then you have, so basically saying that not all dads are
I think
this.
She coached them and they fell for it. I think the other two were coached and they didn't fall for it. I think they just didn't share as much as those two shared. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah.
Because I really think they both probably have something to tell and just chose not to say.
And I as far as...
Even Violet.
Even
hers wasn't as a parent. I think there is probably something else there that she just didn't want to share.
I was just going to say, as far as Violet is concerned... here's a good question I want to ask you. What is the line between confidence and cockiness? Because there are certain points when Violet is talking, whether it be to us or to, you know, in interaction, it comes off as confidence. And sometimes it's just like just straight out cockiness, and it she borders the line for me.
I think it's age. I think she's cocky immaturity. Now, and eventually it'll be confidence.
I think the fine line is usually drawn. There's arrogance, and then there's confidence, and it's usually balanced on dismissiveness. If you're dismissive, it becomes arrogant.
Well, she like if you were to say that to me, and I, you know, she always does that, and it's just like, I was liking you up until that point.
And it comes with what Mark said. It comes with maturity.
Chad Michaels is someone who I always think of as having a lot of confidence, but is never cocky about that kind of confidence. Well,
Chad Michaels is older and more wise and mature, so... Right. I think Violet is a good competitor. I just don't... When it comes down to the final three, I can't see either any of them. Like, I can't root for any of them. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
For the final three?
Yeah, I just... You know, the last, what, six seasons, I was like, okay, I got a favorite. This season, I'm just like, I guess I just jumped to the end. But, can we talk about the acting sketch?
Sure.
Do we have anything else?
Can I give my shout-outs really quick?
Sure.
No.
I have two shout-outs. I don't have the iTunes shout-outs right now because I don't have...
Shout-out to Ren Johnson on YouTube. Ren Johnson,
because
thank
she was
you
gluing
much.
Rhinestones on. Because
I was too busy. Yeah, exactly. I was too busy gluing rhinestones on to read the iTunes. I'm giving a shout-out to Maurice on Twitter. He doesn't have an iTunes, so he wins today because I'm not reading the iTunes things. And Eric Ortega wished that they had sent Katya home thinks that they had sent Katya home so that they're setting up for a ginger win. I do think they're setting up for a ginger win.
I think we all can agree with that. Yeah. I mean, it's just... we have live viewers. I can read.
Hi, live viewers.
Hi, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Mark usually helps with tweeting out the live link. We do a live YouTube. We do have a live YouTube stream, and I do a live Periscope before the show. So if you want to,
and then Jackie and I do a live one after,
and
the
then
show.
We do a live one after the show.
Jeez.
My favorite, though, are the people on Periscope who were actually angry that this was not a drag race that was happening.
No, we got all kinds of questions. Sorry. Like, how do you cure syphilis? We don't know.
That's
why
funny.
Are you asking us?
Get a shot, girl.
So the acting challenge was with Rue, and again, I don't know what this video is going to look like. I think the last good video for me was Glamazon. I like the concept. I don't know what this is going to be about. And I think last year...
I liked the courtroom challenge one.
Yeah, but that was one year. Was that last year? That was last year.
Yeah.
That was last year.
That was with Roxy's.
Okay.
That was season five.
Season five. I was wrong. So, there's been a few that had acting challenges that was supposed to be in the video, and I don't think we got understood why. I can see how this is going to be incorporated into the video, but then again, I don't know.
Where are we going right now?
We are going to the acting challenge where they had to play a teen queen, a fairy, I guess, little sister, and a drunk mom.
Story of our lives.
I know.
There were some pretty funny things.
What am I? Am I the drunk mother or the fairy queen?
Cabaret. Jackie is talking.
Sorry.
I think there were some funny things that came out of it. But I do think that there were some... The struggle is real with the acting.
Yeah.
Again,
I thought what they showed of them taping, what we saw, like the first stuff we saw, was like pretty all bleh.
Mm-hmm.
But then when they showed it again, shows you how editing, you know, it actually made Violet look entertaining. It made them all look, you know, so editing can do wonders.
I didn't care either way. Like I was just I think I tapped out like midway through. I think at this part of the episode, and even rewatching, I rewatched it before I came here, and it was just like, okay, just not invested.
It was hard because whenever Rue inserts himself into the scenes, it's like you're battling with a great performer.
Right.
So for me, the whole time I'm watching that, I'm like, oh, Rue's so funny, you know? And then I'm like, I'm not really looking at what other people are doing.
Do you think it takes away from, you know, the challenge?
I think if the other people can't step up and match that kind of level of, like, performance and enthusiasm that Rue has, and like, he throws everything into it, and it's just so captivating to watch. When you're not matching that kind of, like, energy and, like, quality of skill, it is hard to watch the other people.
Apparently, Ginger's the best actress and dancer of any season ever.
Well, so, no, I don't think best answer.
We need to talk about something because fans keep telling me that on Reddit they found out that Ginger has a theater background and
she has awards in design,
saying that she has a sewing and choreography background.
Well, if you go back and watch last week's episode, RuPaul asked her in the walkthrough, "You don't sew," and she, it sounded as though she was about to say, "Well," and then she cut herself off and was like, "No, I don't sew."
Now, here's the thing: I have a theater background, and I went to the kind of school where there are some schools where you just focus on one thing, like you focus on acting, or you focus. Yeah, so I went to the kind of school, which is a liberal arts school, where you have to do everything. And so in that case, yes, you might learn everything, but there are probably things that you can do better than others. And for a lot of design students that didn't go to a liberal arts program, they probably were not asked to sew.
Right.
In her defense.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm just talking about the acting and singing. Sorry. Not
dancing. She did make acting a comment earlier.
She said she was the best they've ever
had.
That
was actually in the teaser, the very opening.
Well, do we all agree with that?
No, I just found it interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, again, what is arrogance and what is confidence? You just dismissed everybody else from every other season saying that you're the best.
Oh, well, she was talking about this season. I don't think she was talking about in Drag Race history. I'm not trying to back her up. I think I got it.
But as far as the design, I understand that there's design concept as well. You can draw something, doesn't mean you can sew. So I got that.
But there's a difference between actually, like constructing and making, you know, and then building a costume. You know what I mean? Like, who was it? Was it last season? Ben. When she did the Golden Girls outfit, and they were all talking about, like, they were talking about how beautiful it was, how well put together it was, and they were like, "That was all hot glue." Like, so it's doable, and you don't have to know how to sew. But
yes, Holiday Sweater just said the same thing. He works in costume design. He doesn't necessarily have to sew,
right?
So. Although I do wish that there was some sort of explanation, because now this makes it look like Ginger's super shady when you have people on Reddit being like, "Okay, well, why didn't you just say, oh, I do design, but I can't sew," you know?
Well, maybe I do have. This got cut out, and then
didn't we just say that you can be able to design something without sewing, without ever touching a needle?
My thing with that is, being a stage person, don't you at least have to get some idea of an 8 count? You don't have to be a dancer per se, but you understand a sense of choreography, correct?
If you do choreography, and then that's the part that is weirder to me than the
she's been in like 8 different musicals.
Well, yeah.
You can't choreograph for shit if you don't know how to count and at least dance.
Choreograph.
That's like saying just because I'm black, I should have rhythm.
Right.
No, she's in 8 different musicals. You gotta have some sense.
How many people have told me, "You should know how to dance. You're black."
You just turned into something racist.
Sorry. Say what you want to say. You're supposed to hit it, Alexis.
No, but I would say that I have danced. I've taken dance classes, and I've done that. But I wouldn't call myself a dancer. Right. I can learn it. And I used to host a choreographer's ball, like a monthly show, and they would make me dance in the thing. And I would say, I can do it. I just need a lot more time than these professionals. You know, they walk in and they pick it up like that. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm a lot older. I'm in heels.
I can't dance. You know, that's what she's saying.
I would say it. I would say it. I would say it at the show. I would, especially when I'm surrounded by professional dancers.
Or you're
I can't dance compared to them.
Right.
But I can do it. And I'm not good at counting either. I have to kind of just memorize and listen to the music. I know I'm weird.
People do. They learn different ways. There's different ways to learn.
Yeah. So
let's get off of Ginger's
deal. There was something else I was going to say too that I had written down about
what do you got?
On the same subject, Ginger and Kennedy at the beginning also said, "This isn't a sewing challenge," referring to the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we agree with that?
Oh, sorry. What? I was reading the comments.
No, they said he said basically. Well, Ginger and Kennedy said this isn't all of, basically all.
And
about
this has come up every season too.
It's about, I think the show is supposed to be the most well-rounded drag queen.
Okay.
One that can design a dress.
Okay.
One that can act.
Design a dress or build a dress?
Build a dress.
Okay.
Fake it till you make it.
But I think,
If you have to use hot glue to make your dress, at least know how to fake it.
Which is why I think Katya got the short end of the stick on this one. Because her outfit wasn't, she stumbled last week. And the only other time that I think that she stumbled, which I think you said it wasn't that bad, was the speak performance, mm-hmm. the airline.
Yep.
Throughout the rest of the competition, I thought she was really strong.
Yeah, she was really strong.
And excelled in pretty much all, in every aspect, except for just one creative challenge.
Yeah.
Which I don't think that's fair. And, you know, it's gone. It's set, she's gone, said and done. But, you know. But to answer your question, I think it's
all-encompassing.
Yeah. And it's also whoever wants to win.
Yeah. But I say, ultimately, it's...
Runway.
She made it clear it's her decision, so...
What do we think of Rue's look?
I liked it. I did. I love red, though. Red's my favorite color. So.
I had a lot of different thoughts on Rue's look because I was like, I love the way the hair's going, but the bow and the earrings were, like, distracting, and I wish it was just the hair. And the dress, I love the silhouette, but then there were, like, bows on the bottom.
Yeah.
And so I was like, but I don't... I wanted to, like, redesign it and edit it and be like...
Yeah.
I didn't hate it.
That's me taking things off the board.
I love the hair. Her hair was
awesome.
Oh, beautiful. I thought the hair. Yeah. I like the color. I the bows kind of threw me off. I agree. Yeah. It should have been edited. But.
So do we think less of her if she's not styling her own wigs and doing her own makeup and building her own dresses?
Late Alexis.
No,
you know what I mean? If we're gonna do it for the contestants, shouldn't the person
it's kind of that
the end of the
thing
microscope?
Where RuPaul's been in the business for years. It's like telling Aretha Franklin that she can't sing a certain song.
But she can sing any song.
Not anymore.
I was gonna say I'm so glad
vocal cords are shot.
But I also feel like if you've been there and done that, you shouldn't have to, like, it's like saying to the American Idol judges, okay, now you have to, like, compete with the contestants.
But I think that they could.
I don't know.
Sure that they could, they've done that.
This is my problem with American Idol judges is that most of the time they're not really good vocalists. Or not at all.
You're talking about Ellen DeGeneres.
Paula was not a good vocalist. J-Lo. You know.
I like J-Lo.
Whatever.
I'm with Kenny. I get it.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Thank you, Alexis.
Okay. So, Kennedy. I actually liked her look.
I love her look. Is my favorite out of all of their looks.
Well, you know, so funny is when I do drag, I always like, I always want a pride outfit. Like, I think every drag queen wants one. But I always felt like the colors and the rainbow, it's hard to make something look. And I loved every moment of that outfit.
I think if it was just one dress with different colors, it wouldn't have done
it. No, there was the way it was.
Where the hips, yeah.
Yeah, it was so well done.
And the whole challenge, the runway, the theme was best drag.
Yep.
And I can see this being the best thing that she has. I thought the hair was perfect. I thought the makeup was great.
It was
the shoes.
It was my favorite. Everything.
The shoes.
I love those shoes.
I didn't see the shoes the first time, but then when I went inside, I was like, okay, what other color shoes are you going to wear? I get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, all in all, I think she nailed it.
Yeah.
I do too. And you know what's sad is, like I said earlier, I feel like she ended on a high note. It was like, she was, to me, the best embodiment of best drag up there as far as all the outfits were concerned. And as far as, like, the progression of outfits. You know, Michelle made this comment that, is this your best drag? You know, I felt for Kennedy, that is her best drag. She did a great job.
Compartmentalized.
Now, maybe we should discuss this after we go through all of them. I would like to throw out, as far as the body of work, and we can do this for each, like, each challenge. Mm-hmm. Well, let's back up. So, as far as body of work, as far as these four contestants, who do you think was the strongest overall in each challenge?
Altogether.
Yes.
Ginger.
I'll take Violet any day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
As far from challenge to challenge?
Every challenge.
Okay. One for Violet. Let's take the singing, all the singing challenges, the sewing challenges, the acting challenges. Who do you think was consistent?
God damn,
consistent.
I gotta change my answer. Sorry.
Okay.
Because you're gonna say Pearl now.
No.
Who are you gonna say? Ginger. I agree.
Cam is nodding for those iTunes listeners.
That's why I wanted to know specifically what you were asking.
For talent? Yeah, acting and singing, hands down.
Yeah.
I would have picked Katya over her in a certain, but as far as body of work.
Body of work, singing, what we've seen.
Visual,
from beginning to end.
Beginning to end. Acting and singing, talent.
Now,
Ginger.
Let's run through the runway. So we already talked about Kennedy. Violet.
Her outfit?
Yes.
I totally get where she was going. I 100%. And when she said it in the workroom, I was kind of glad that she said it, because I feel like I would have done the same thing where it's like, I want it. But what I think it's who, like, her definition of mm-hmm. best drag, it may be different from what Michelle's definition of best drag is. And is a gown necessarily best drag? I don't wear a lot of gowns. I have like 2 or 3 gowns. I really don't wear a lot of gowns. What I like to wear, like when I, like what I feel good in, what I feel the best in, is probably more along the lines of what Violet wore.
Okay.
I
did like it. I really liked it.
You go for it.
I loved it if it was not her best drag.
I agree. And the reason is I see it as,
cause she referenced cabaret. She said this is a cabaret outfit. And I said, yes, that's perfect for cabaret, but that, we have seen Violet do sickening outfit after sickening outfit after sickening outfit. So when she came out with that, I was like, what does that have to do with you or your drag or anything? And it has nothing to do with the fact that it was a pantsuit.
Right.
It just had to do with
pants.
Pants.
Yeah.
It just had to do with the fact that I was like, this doesn't seem scream Violet to me.
And of her other outfits would you have swapped out if you could for her? Of the other runway.
Before you answer that, I just want to throw in the fact that I think she's great as far as looks. But I feel like this whole corset thing, I'm
done.
I am tired of her sticking her body in a corset, and like the top, I didn't get it. I mean, I got it. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I'm with Michelle. Is this your best? And you know, to be perfectly honest, the pants I did not like. I didn't like it.
And I love a hot pantsuit.
Again, I'm not saying
Lauryn Hill.
I don't care. I understand that you don't have to necessarily get in a gown to make.
Yeah.
I was underwhelmed 100%.
Pantsuits are hard. And every time I would wear pants or something, I would get.
Like, I like the hair.
It's hard for drag guys to wear manly stuff in drag, because then it just makes you look more manly. But
it's not even that she looked manly. It's just that, I mean, it was. For her, it's like, it just seemed very un-her and very unshowy because
somebody just posted it. It was casual for her.
Yeah, casual.
Very casual. That's a good word. That's a
great word.
Do I agree that it wasn't Violet's best drag? Probably not. Of all the stuff on the runway that, for last night's show, that's my favorite, unfortunately.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I like a pride dress, but it was fitting for Kennedy. She was wearing something that was total Kennedy. She's a pageant. Yeah. That was a pageant dress.
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, wasn't horrible. It's like, I'm over big hair, though.
I think it worked with what she had on.
Yeah, I mean,
it's speaking of big hair, what about Ginger?
Loved it.
I did, too.
I lived for every moment of that dress.
I
want to steal it and cinch it.
It was so funny.
Well, you want to steal it and cut a half of it.
Well, but not a half. Maybe like an inch.
Didn't someone made a White Diamonds comment, and it was when she came out, I was like, 1980s Liz Taylor, go.
Yeah. No, it was so.
Carson said it looked like the thing that washes your car at a car.
I was joking.
The fringe, yeah.
That was her best outfit, though.
It was hands down her best. Hands down.
I loved it.
Yeah.
I love the shoes. I love the hair.
With Ginger's looks, and this may be part of the reason why I like her and lean toward her so much, she reminds me, like her costume stuff, remind me a lot of what I would have done in those situations. So I think we just have a similar, we have a similar look.
Aesthetic.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think that's why I lean towards her.
I like her because she keeps a shape. It's not just.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't my favorite dress, though.
For her, it was my favorite on her.
Yeah. Yes.
And I actually would go along and say it's one of the my favorite looks of the season.
Yeah.
For her.
I almost wish she
didn't have the choker on, though.
Thank you.
I wish if that wasn't there,
the necklace of Atlanta.
I just think if that wasn't there, I mean, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I didn't hate it. But I just feel like
had the jewels all the way down the sleeve.
For me, it was hard because it came out, it was super, that was a pageant dress. And I, up until then, I didn't know that she was a pageant girl.
I didn't know either.
I actually didn't really realize that either.
I was like, super pageant. And I was like, well, that's a very Housewives of Atlanta neck piece going on. It was a lot for me. If I had to pick between Kennedy and her, I would have picked Kennedy's dress over that. For me. It was beautiful. I
like Kennedy's dress.
Individually, for Ginger, yes, that was her best look.
Was that a read?
No, I've always said
okay.
I don't like her.
Yeah.
Next, Pearl.
No. No.
I'm so sorry.
We have seen this before, number one. Number two.
Almost every runway. Yeah. Other when she's not wearing a sleeping bag. Thank you, Alexis.
Number two, your boobies are not right.
No.
They were not right. They were up by her neck, and they were all kinds of like, they just looked like, what are the coffee filters? Mm-hmm. That's what they looked like.
Totally.
She glued on coffee filters.
Here's the thing.
You just got ripped. Somebody's like, Kenny, why are you clocking Violet on the corset where you're not clocking Ginger for the hair?
What about Ginger's hair?
No, you made a comment about big hair.
Yeah, I liked her hair.
No, they're saying you're clocking Violet for always using a corset, but and you're not clocking
Ginger. Ginger on her same hair.
Yeah.
This is a little different, because normally it's flipped back and it's going down. This was teased up and it was big.
Yeah.
So there, suck it. So, thank you. Violet. No, Pearl. Pearl. Girl. Same
that
hair.
That was her best track. Sorry.
Same hair that she used. Well, here's my thing is that she said she does what best represents her. Mm. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't seen anything that wowed me from her all season.
I have, but this was not it. I think
the beard one was the only one of hers that I really
and wowing was you, like, wow. And wowing you does not define what her drag is.
No, I know. Right. I get it. But I was just like, again, I was thinking, is this the best that you have?
Maybe. Girl, she was struggling when she was seven, remember?
Come on.
They're young, too. They probably don't have a...
Maybe, again, maybe for Pearl, this was her best trick.
And I'm up her ass.
Can we call them by their boy names for the rest of the...
Yes. Oh, I even wrote them down. I wrote them down. So, okay, before we get to that, body of work on the runway. Who do we think... Overall, consistent
hands
out of the four.
Down.
Don't say Violet.
Hands down, Violet.
Violet has the best runway, yeah.
Runway?
Yes.
Runway. Just runway?
Just runway.
Oh, I have to agree.
Better.
Fuck.
But I'm sorry, for me, just because you have a great runway, that does not make you a drag
Thank
superstar.
Thank you. I think I might have said this one of the earlier episodes. There was a drag queen that, I'm not going to say her name. But,
yes, she can.
No.
I'll say it.
But
Tell
her
me.
Name.
Whisper it.
I'm sure she doesn't watch. I mean, this was years and years and years ago. But her visually was
Morgan.
Just like, I mean, I just remember being, and I just started doing drag, so I would just be like,
Morgan,
oh my God. And her costumes were perfect. And then she walked on stage, and it was like, oh my God, I'd rather watch a wet towel drip.
Oh.
Like, it was so bad. And her name, thank you, Alexis. So, I agree with what you're saying. It's not always, you can have an amazing outfit. It doesn't necessarily, and if you're really wanting to pick the best, like, to represent and to be this spokesperson for the show, you got to do more than just look good. And it's the same with beauty pageants and Miss America and all that stuff, too.
The reason I'm gonna agree with you guys and say Violet. My only problem is that same corset. She made every corset look
good
but can we? I would have loved to see her.
We should have put it maybe for next week.
I won't be here. You can sit here.
We can try and get everybody's. You know, since it's a recap show anyway, we can go put up all their.
We don't do
the final recap. Three.
We
all their.
We don't do.
Oh, we don't do a recap for that?
Not here.
You can come.
We can do it before the final.
Okay, I'll just come and sit.
I'll make a comment on that.
Me and Alexis will come.
No, I see what you're saying. I know.
We'll just play brave.
We can do it. We can do it.
To be determined.
To be determined.
Thank you. Me and Alexis, we'll do it. Well, I'm sitting on the couch. Casual after buzz.
Okay, so...
Because right now we're just talking about the last...
Top four.
Four that we have.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I said Violet.
Okay. I'm not going to say. I like her runway. And
we're talking about runway.
I need to see them all because I've seen so much. I don't know.
And I say that too because I incorporate into runway. I talk about their walk as well.
Yeah.
Oh,
Kennedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then
stop.
We can just eliminate
but
Pearl
Kennedy
altogether.
Kennedy and Ginger both are pageant walkers. They don't know how to. They're not
runway
stompers. They can't stomp a runway. They're very pageant. So when it comes to walk and look, hands down.
Violet looks like an actual model, like a model you would see on an actual.
Now, is
runway.
That a read for the big girls though?
That's not
a
read.
No, some big girls that can walk.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm just asking.
But you know when you lead with your hand, like Alyssa, that's super pageant. I can't.
No, but that was that one where someone said that she pointed at
she
circle
and walked around
and
it.
She walked to the spot they pointed at. Yeah. Yeah, I've heard that before.
Moving along. So, Cameron, if you had, this is you at age 7.
Yes.
What would you tell young Cameron Marston?
There's no free handouts in life. You got to work hard. Not everything's going to be fair. Life isn't fair.
Mark, what would you say?
Girl, you're going to grow up to be fabulous.
Flashback, little Mark just blew his head off. Oh, that's so sad. So sad what happened to little Mark J. Freeman. He couldn't take it no more.
Couldn't take it.
No, just kidding.
Couldn't take it. Thank you, Alexis.
Jackie, what would you say to little young Jacqueline?
I don't know. My life was pretty awesome at 7. So
oh, boring. Turn her mic on.
No, but so I
Little Miss
I
Perfect.
Feel like, oh, no.
She did.
Just joking.
No, but I feel like I might say life sucks after this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, be prepared. It starts to suck.
Okay, that's fine. So what do we think?
Wait. And Kenny, what would you say to little Kenny?
I don't know that person. I would tell little Kenny to say what you want to say.
Say what you want.
And to
be brave. Thank you. Oh, I just knocked it in the face. I think if this was the only question they were given, I would have been totally content.
Yeah, I liked that.
This
was
an appropriate question, although Pearl didn't answer it. She just kind of talked around the, you know.
Well, it
sounded
like...
And Kennedy kept saying she condoned things, and she was using...
Yes!
She will go down in history as the condone person.
What did she... I just wrote down condone. She says, how did she phrase it? I'm trying to remember.
Supposed to be conduct.
I condone myself with professionalism. It was supposed to be conduct.
She said it. And she said, and Violet doesn't condone herself or something in that way or something
But
like that.
She... Okay.
But she said it twice.
Let me hear this.
She's made a lot of grammatical
errors.
She's
from the South.
Yeah. No, being
I
Southern
say
does,
thing, no, I'm Southern. No, I'm from the South, and I say things rather incorrectly.
So, that's her left at the bus stop
I
story,
think
or
this
what?
Is,
no, just because you say Michelle Visage's name wrong, that doesn't mean that
this
you
conversation
have
is
problems.
Irrelevant. Moving on. No, I. Her name is Reuben, by the way. Kennedy Reuben.
Reuben.
She
Jason,
doesn't look like a Reuben.
Joshua and
yeah,
Matthew.
Yeah, Reuben's like a sandwich.
And you know what the funny thing is? It's calling them by their name. I was just like, what is this?
Well, you know.
That's growing up music.
It was just weird because, of course, them dressed in women's clothes, you're like, Matthew.
Matthew.
Yeah. Joshua. Ginger does not look like a Joshua.
Joshua.
No.
Even out of drag.
Kenny saw that football and he was like, what? Got 10 times he's handsome all of a sudden.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Fuck you. Judges critiques. Thank you. See, you gotta watch the Saturday Night Live sketch. It's quite funny.
I honestly felt by the judges' critiques that they edited it to give Ginger the win. It sounded like the big girl win.
Yeah.
That's how I felt.
You know, what did it for me is when Ross started talking. He's like, you know what? Some kid in middle of nowhere.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Some big kid.
I think he sold it.
Yeah, and he's like, you know what? Some big kid is going to say, you know, I have a shot.
Yeah.
Which I get it.
Yep.
I get it. And I won't be surprised. I'm already putting my money on Ginger.
My thing, well, we were putting our money on Ginger from the beginning. It was very obvious that they were trying to set this up for a big girl win from the beginning. And I would have liked it to have been less obvious. Like, maybe you could have picked multiple big girls. I don't understand why it has to be this whole thing where it's like, oh, we're going to focus on this one big girl and it's going to be a big girl thing. And I don't know.
I would be okay with the edit if she wasn't such a cunt.
Well, they're all kind of cunts.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. As long as they stand up for it.
I think...
Don't backtrack.
Well...
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about it,
because...
We?
Is that it?
And then Untucked.
Oh, yeah. Untucked.
I feel like this is the first season where... Because most seasons, it at least comes down to two people where you're like, it could be this person or this person. Mm-hmm. But I think for this season, it's the first time I'm feeling like there's no question in my mind.
Would you, if it is Pearl or Violet, will you be like...
I'll be shocked.
Shocked as poop.
I have to disagree because I feel like last season...
I'll be shocked, Violet.
Okay. I feel like the last four seasons has been one person. There's been just one front runner. I mean, Bianca. Let's be honest. Bianca was a front runner.
Bianca was Sharon. Sharon
was a front runner in her season.
No, but it was between Sharon and Chad Michaels. Remember that?
Yeah, like, but it was Sharon. It was there was no doubt.
Yeah. I think the only
person that thought it was between Sharon and Chad was Chad. But
which I've said this a thousand times. I would love to go back.
Sorry.
I would love for them to air her reaction, because we all know that she was the very first person that they crowned in this new system.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So everybody thought that she won until Rue was like, okay, sit down,
now
we're going to do it again.
Sit down, back up, we're doing it again. So it's like you got that genuine reaction.
So she was the only one out of everybody.
That makes me, that just tickles me.
Have a seat, girl. Yeah. Have yourself
a seat. Exactly. So I would love to see that. I would love to see that reaction.
Oh, that is.
Because I'm sure real tears came down. And
classic. Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Thank you for telling me that.
So, deliberations.
I'm sorry.
Where do we go? What happened? Oh, let's do on top. So the end of the episode was just like, meh. I was.
They got into it. I by far think this was the best Untucked.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
By far.
Why?
By far.
Why?
Because it was super heated.
Yeah.
Why?
That's why we watched RuPaul's Drag Race.
It seemed like genuine. It almost, they didn't even need to script that at all.
I feel like, the Untucked was that, and then, you know, like we were saying with the meetings with Rue, we got to see stuff that we didn't even see, and I think that's what everybody liked about the show before, and we didn't really see a lot of that.
Yes.
My only problem, I'm gonna back Kennedy and Ginger. Don't get upset. Okay. Don't get upset. You know, it's like, it's a competition.
Yeah, I agree.
And
100%.
I get, you wanna play the game your way? I'm gonna play the game my way. Don't get mad at me when I play the game my way and you don't like the way that I play the game. Yeah. Say it. Say what you
That would be fine if Ginger wasn't up there asking them, what's wrong, girl? That's Ginger's fault. Don't ask, bitch. If you don't want to hear it, don't ask.
This is why I condone Kennedy. Because she was like, bitch. She was like, bitch. Don't apologize. Yeah. You said what you said.
Only slack I'm going to give her is that there was a relationship between her and Pearl that we didn't see. So I understand her sitting down with her and saying, okay, I phrased it wrong. You know, I apologize to that. I completely get that for their friendship.
This is not best friend race.
I do agree, but I agree with what Kennedy said too. So I will.
And I mean, it sucks that Kennedy went home after all of this happened, but.
Do you think it should have been Kennedy?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I think it should have been Pearl. I'm sorry. When you look at the final three,
I thought it should have been Pearl or Violet, hands down.
And that's not to say I don't think that Pearl is a great, entertaining drag queen.
Exactly. I don't think any of us are saying that.
I think I just think she fell body of work. I think Violet had her beat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think this is prediction. I think 1, 2, and 3 will be Ginger, Violet. I would have put Kennedy third.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I that last spot. And this is where I feel like, because they did the lip sync. I didn't need to see all four of them. First of all, it was boring.
Yeah.
Of course, it's RuPaul's show, so she's going to use her song as the last lip sync. I think she should have kept two and had a bottom two.
Yeah.
Like, I think it should have been a lip sync between, and we all know how that would have ended. Like, if it was between Pearl and Kennedy, Kennedy would have slayed it. Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think that Kennedy should have won. I don't think she should have been eliminated this episode.
I don't think she should have either. But we didn't think Katya should have been eliminated last season, last episode either. So
you didn't condone her choice.
I didn't condone her, not at all. So let's wrap it up. Who do we think is going to win?
Ginger. Ginger Minj.
Who do you want to win, though?
Violet.
I actually do want Ginger Minj to win.
Violet.
Why do we want Ginger to win?
I think she's proven that she, like, consistently she's won the challenges.
Do we agree?
Or done well with the challenges.
But do we agree, and backing up a little bit, that the reason why we don't want Violet and Pearl to win is because of their lack of maturity? Is that a reason?
Definitely.
Because out of the three, I mean,
Tyra Sanchez won, and she was only 21.
But it has nothing to do with, like, maturity. I mean, as, like, age-wise, I feel it has to do more with, like, maturity in your craft.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think, was Tyra, she was doing it for at least 3 or 4
She'd
years.
She'd been doing before. It a while.
Right.
Yeah. And she just carried, she carried herself completely right different than the other, right. than those two. Yes. She completely carried yes. herself very differently.
Yeah. She had a kid, and I think that yeah. had a lot yeah. to do with it,
absolutely.
Too. I mean,
absolutely.
I don't know. What are your thoughts?
Ginger.
Violet.
Why? Why? As opposed to Ginger or just Violet?
Violet in general. Don't compare. It's not fair.
Because I like her confidence. I'm okay with it. She's going to learn. So Tyra was a cunt. Just Tyra didn't buy into the edit of it. She didn't respond because she didn't give a shit. Violet bit into it.
I want more. What else?
Okay.
No, the rest is like... My thing is, for Ginger, in that whole like scene, she's talking about how you represent... Bitch, do you realize how you're representing drag queens yourself?
But do you think that... Ginger was trying to save face when she was apologizing.
I think Ginger was trying to play the game, and I don't think she played it well.
Really?
She may win, though. She could win.
Okay.
I'll be bitter Betty.
I think... yeah. That's like if Roxy would have won. Ooh, I probably would have committed suicide. Talk about tragedy. No, I yeah. That's it.
I mean, predicted. You guys all win Ginger. I'll take Violet.
Ginger and Violet. So, there you have
Girl's
it.
Girl's gonna win.
I know.
Wrong.
That's our show for the evening. Next week, we're still debating if we're gonna be here next week. Mark wants to
I'll
do...
be here.
Mark, you'll be here.
By
quiet,
myself.
It's a holiday. Sorry.
Yeah, it is a holiday. Here. So, we'll consult with the judges, and then... We'll let you know. We'll post it on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter. Where can we find you?
At 123Jackie_B on Twitter. At 123JackieB, all one word, on Instagram.
Mark JF.
Twitter and Instagram, at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove.
CM. I don't know what I was about
at
to call
you. At Tomakova777.
And you can find me at Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Cherison. That's our show. Thank you, guys. Make your comments down here. iTunes, YouTube.
Fire
even hit us up on Twitter. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Dragulator.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.